Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to our pilot episode. We are an upcoming podcast coming out of Seattle, Washington. Our episode one will be coming out soon, so be sure to listen to that.
Down here at BSC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. Any music that we play on the show, we do not own the rights, just so y'all know.
Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blows like a 12 gauge shotty.
You feel me?
What it is, what it do. You already know this is Mac.
What's up? It's Nelly. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing real good. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I over here spilled some water.
Spilling water, man.
I know, man. Just
reckless.
Clumsy. Just raggedy. So what's up, man?
Nothing much. What's up with you, man?
It's our pilot episode.
Hey.
That's so typical.
I don't know. You owe me a soda, Jinx.
I don't play those games.
I do, though.
Okay, so you got to tell the people about yourself.
A little about me. I'm Mac. For those that don't know, I'm just a, you know, fun, lovable guy. Just out here trying to win, you know, trying to put on for the ugly niggas of the world.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just trying to do my thing.
All right. So I'm Nelly.
Nelly.
I'm the big homie. Y'all know.
30. The little big homie.
I'm like 10% Uncle Ruckus, 20%, 20% Huey, and then, you know, I'm going to say 70% Riley up in this bitch.
Just Eggman, just 70% of Eggman's.
Exactly. I'm still working on it. It might be 60.
I don't know about that.
So, yeah.
But you give me hope that I'm 27 and I'm still ignorant. So you give me hope that I can still work on myself.
How? You got time.
Because you're still working. Like,
you got time.
I got time.
There you go. You're welcome. I'm telling you, I should be a motivational speaker. Look it.
I don't think the world needs a world full of Nellies.
I have to come out with a book, y'all.
No, please don't.
For real. Okay.
But anyways, how was your weekend, Nelly? What did you do this weekend?
This weekend... I had a family barbecue.
Okay.
It was nice.
Okay.
It was really nice. I visited with my 94-year-old Auntie Chata.
94?
Shout out to my Auntie Chata.
How do you live to 94?
Hey, and she's like, I live by myself. I, you know, bathe myself. I cook for myself.
She's 94 and still doing it, though. Okay.
Love her. So that was really, really good. Yeah.
I feel
that was the highlight of my weekend.
If I could live to 94, I would want to live.
Hey, I always say that. I'm trying to die young. Not
just
too young.
Let me go at like 87.
I say like 80.
Just let me go.
But you never know. You know, I might just be hella fit. And fine. Psh, fuck it. Live to 100.
Still doing podcasts without me.
Talking shit. All right, so how was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. You feel me? I got some cutty this weekend.
Stop lying. You ain't got no cutty.
I got some cutty.
So I'm good,
did you wrap it up? Raw dogging it.
You just can't be asking me that question.
Look at that was... You're throwing it out there.
I didn't wrap it up, no. But I've been consistently in relations with the same woman.
Okay, well, then I hope you was getting some pussy, what?
Yeah, for about two.
I was about to say something else, like 2 months.
No.
Okay. Oh, good.
So,
well, then, so baby on the way. So baby on the way soon.
Baby not on the way. She got the contraceptive.
Oh, okay.
So we good.
Oh.
I'm painting walls, 16 chapels, baby. I'm in there.
Yeah. Fuck it. You're gross.
I know. I just
said that. So we're going to give you guys a little overview of how the shows are going to go. And we're going to do every show, have like a tea time where we'll bring up some current events, some nigga news,
gossip,
some local news.
Sports.
So we're going to do a separate sports segment for the fellas. Oh, we're going to let you have a sports segment.
You going to let me have it?
Yep.
No, but are you going to try
talk.
Me? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Duh. You know, but you know, I'm not a fan of everything. It's real specific.
I'm not a fan of everything. Either,
no, I know
so
you are.
Coming on the show asking me about cricket and shit.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. So then also, after sports, we'll do something. We'll have a guest or topic of the day. Today, not today, but episode one. Mm-hmm. We should have a guest on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're thinking. We have a lot of ideas for you guys, so we're excited about that.
We'll have our own segments.
Right.
Nelly's pet peeves.
There's so many
you
things
know,
I
she
dislike.
Got a lot of them.
Right. So, you know, I figured that would be easy. That was the easiest thing. And then Mac will talk about.
I will have the ugly nigga guidelines.
Ugly nigga guidelines.
Because you know I got to put on for the squad. Hashtag MUU. Man United in Ugliness.
Yeah.
We out here and we winning.
I mean, you ain't that ugly. I wouldn't be sitting across from you.
See, that warms my heart.
You a good looking ugly nigga.
I'm QB.
Don't say that. Told you about that fucking word.
That's the word.
No, you're Baloo. Is that
Baloo.
Name? He's cool.
Baloo's
he's
fresh
cool,
though. Baloo's fresh
exactly.
though. He's in the jungle running shit.
Exactly. Okay, and then also, we definitely want to take this opportunity to showcase local talent.
Yes,
so
local
we will
talent.
Have.
Please
we'll
send
choose.
Us music.
We each get to choose a song each episode.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Send
no,
us music.
Definitely want to do that.
Please make sure it's mixed nicely. Cussing, we're not tripping off of it being edited, but, you know, send it in at the email. Our email is macanelli@gmail.com.
It's macanellipodcast@gmail.com.
Is it?
Have you been telling people the wrong email?
No, that's the first time I ever told you.
Okay, that's why.
That's the first time.
That's why. And then also, we do want to be able to play, you know, some other cuts on here.
Right.
So we will have just a separate music segment where we each will choose a song. It could be any song, whatever, anything. And fucking with me, they know I'll play any shit. Country up in this motherfucker.
I'm happy. All
of I'll be, you know, bringing y'all niggas to church.
I'm playing everything.
All that.
Possible. I'm eclectic.
Exactly. And I know that about you, so
thanks.
We're good.
See,
yeah, we're good.
We got our differences,
yeah.
But we got our
similarities. I was just
going to
say that
because
we showed you got our differences.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It'll be good.
Yin and yang will be here.
Right. So we're going to do tea time.
Tea time?
Tea time.
Tea time. So, a little overview of what's going on in the gossip world today. Blac Chyna vs. Rob Kardashian.
Boo
these two.
Fuck them both.
A little overview of what's going on with them. I guess Blac Chyna is the new ratchet superhero of the world. She
cleaning
the baby mama of Tyga, rapper Tyga, who is now with
Kylie
Jenner.
And they may
which
be broken
the,
up
yeah,
at this point.
They may be broken up,
but they had
at the
a
time
long
they were together, yeah.
Right?
So Blac Chyna in turn goes to be with Rob Kardashian, who is the brother of baby daddy's girl.
Right. But they have been friends. The Kardashians and Blac Chyna have been friends, which was what the big deal was.
Okay. So that was good.
Right. And so then Kylie starts fucking with her babies. And she's like, oh, bitch, that was cool
right.
kind of thing, you know. So now I'm going to fuck with your brother. And I'm going to get pregnant.
Cousin,
and now I'm Queen Petty. And everyone loves her and thinks that she's the coolest fucking thing ever. But that shit's corny. But anyways.
So, yeah.
So the latest, because he had been, you know, all over social media.
Our man
and
lost his, he let her get the win, man. He lost his cool.
Right.
Lost his cool.
And revenge porn is domestic violence. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing. So there was a restraining order put against him, and I guess they're just going to be co-parenting, which is good. At least it didn't affect with that.
Right.
But there's a restraining order against him with her, and then I guess he can't post about her on anything in any kind of way.
So as a result of him posting her nudes all over Instagram, he now has a lawsuit against him.
Yeah, a restraining order.
Restraining order.
A temporary restraining order. And so it was revenge porn is domestic violence. How do you feel about that?
I mean, all this new shit, I don't know.
Like, I don't post shit. I don't send shit.
I mean, but I guess
but
I can see why.
Putting one all over the fucking internet.
I'm saying, I guess I can see why, because you put some on the internet, everybody's to see it. The platform that he has.
Come on.
Like,
plus, but you're a stripper bitch. We've all probably seen.
I mean, but that's voluntarily her giving her body.
So domestic violence, though, there are real people out there getting abused. It's just kind of finding like a slap in the face to the real bitches out there.
Internet rape or some shit, or like,
and that's what it would be too.
You know what I'm saying? Internet rape, like.
So I guess whatever, but yeah, it's a thing in like 38 states. So I don't know if Washington's one, but California is one, and I guess that's where that was. So
he's taking more else.
The interesting thing about that was that Robert Shapiro, who was OJ's original lawyer, and he's the Kardashians' lawyer still, the family lawyer. Yeah, I saw him on there. He was speaking for Robin, yeah.
You know where the money at.
That shit's crazy. Old as fuck, bald, and just, look like Donnie, what's his name? Travolta.
he looked like who?
He looked like the dude that played him, yeah.
John Travolta was hella ugly.
John, I said
shit.
Donnie. Shit. Anyway, yeah, so that's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's next?
We have Amber Rose. So Amber Rose is ex-girlfriend of Kanye. Is what I really remember her from.
That's what she got on.
Right. Stripper. Another stripper bitch. Another stripper celebrity regular bitch. They're winning out here.
They're winning.
The fuck?
Being a regular celebrity is the jug right now.
Right. So Amber Rose, she actually has a slut walk coming up to third annual slut walk. October 1st of this year. And it's actually a whole weekend conference, a women's conference for women empowerment. And there's going to be panelists, and there's keynote speakers, and then it's this whole slut walk, and you get to
slut across the land.
Slut across the land with Amber Rose.
Wait, so she's done two of these things prior.
This is the third.
I didn't know she did two. Right. I knew she did one, but I didn't know that she was making this an annual thing.
So
I commend her for that. Like,
you know, right? I looked online, and the volunteers to volunteer, it was full. You couldn't volunteer. They were all.
People are giving their time to the slut walk.
Right. There's donate. You know, you can donate. You can be a vendor. Because, you know, it's going to be big. I think there was like 10,000 participants or some shit.
So her cause is what?
Slut and peace.
As far as being a slut.
I don't know.
Slut and peace.
I'm not sure. So how
slut
would you
and
feel?
Sip.
I need
Hashtag sip. Slut and
peace. Hashtag sip. We need to trademark that shit. Like that. We're selling shirts. Sip.
Sip.
Slut and peace.
Let the men sip. Let the men sip.
Okay. So how would you feel? Serious question.
How would you feel
if you had a famous hoe mom?
If I had a famous hoe mom, I would probably be one of those kids that was inside the house, didn't go anywhere. And didn't fuck with people. I'm that kid now. That's funny. But I couldn't handle having a famous home mom. I couldn't have friends because my friends would see my mom's titties and my mom's ass.
But if you were like taking trips and you had all the fancy cars.
What if my mom gave one of the homies the skins?
Dang. What if she wasn't?
One of my homies, we grow up. She see us grow up together. We 24. She look at like, my homies like looking good to her. Like, damn, we done grew up.
Right. Come here, baby.
Come on, man.
Ms.
Like,
Pop?
And I can't say nothing. That's my mom's. Like, she's a grown woman at the end of the day. But it's my man's. I couldn't do it. too many scenarios that.
I think
too
many scenarios that made me shoot up school. At 24 or something like that, you'd be used to it by now.
No.
She's fucked a couple of teachers.
You can never get used to your mom
being a
famous slut.
She's fucked a couple coaches. No. She's done some shit.
She's fucked coaches.
She's done some shit at by 24, is what I'm saying. These
niggas gonna see
to
me kissing my mom. They're gonna be like, ugh, look, she gonna kiss him. Look, like,
Michael sucks dick. No, I look at Mac. All right, well, I just feel like, you know, we're all a hold of somebody.
We're all a hold of somebody.
Yeah, so.
Definitely. And I feel like calling females hoes is disrespectful anyway to actual hoes. Because actual hoes are actually getting
money, yeah. But you know, they're girlfriends.
Everybody
these days.
Ain't a hoe.
They're girlfriends anyway. They got man. That's
Stop.
Their man. You know.
Stop.
Locked. Tied down.
Why can't the man's pimp his girl? What's wrong with that?
Hey, I don't give a fuck. Shit. Just give me something.
She working. They are self-employed entrepreneurs.
Anyway, you right. And I can never knock nobody getting their money, so it's all good. All right, we have next. So, primary election
for mayor
is coming up.
Of Seattle.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other things. Look at, see, this is the thing about it. Everyone want to act super political during presidential elections.
Every four years. It's popping.
But there's these local elections that we really need to be getting into. I don't even know what else we're voting for. Is that it? Is it just mayor? I don't even know. Are there other things?
Yeah, I don't even know.
So I really want to, you know, we got to get better at that.
We
want
to urge people to step up locally.
You know, that's August 1st, so you do want to get out there and vote. Nikita Oliver has my vote for Seattle mayor.
Off top, she got my vote. She got my vote because she's black. I said it. Sue me.
I will say this. Hella Black, Hella Seattle, another local podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to her interview on there. And she actually just, you know, besides the fact that she's black.
Right.
But she sounds like a great candidate. And I know she said it took some convincing for her to even run. And she wants to make sure that she's held accountable.
Right.
That she doesn't change when she gets into office. So
Is she young? How?
I'm not sure. But I know she came here for college, I guess. And she's been here for 14 years. So.
Oh, if she wins the mayor.
Man, but she sounds great. She's she's
after
like an activist.
Here, I'm going to study
like,
her.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So she was saying that they try to label her as this Black Lives Matter activist, and that's all she is. But she's also a lawyer, you know, an educator. Like, but this is what she does. So she's like, don't, you know, I'm not trying to change.
You go ahead, girl.
Right, exactly. So she has my vote.
She got my vote.
Yeah, for sure.
Just off top. She
so
got my
yeah,
vote.
Definitely look into that.
A candidate has dropped from the race.
Withdrew from the race. Ed Murray, who is our current mayor, right?
And he's been in the headlines because he's been messing with a little T.
Yeah, he got a little
ding
from boy pussy out here. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No.
I'm
no.
Allegedly he's taking some boy skins.
So who knows? That's messed up. Why? That's fucked up. But cool. Vote Nikita Oliver.
Vote Nikita Oliver. Let's get it. We endorse her right now. McAnally.
She's like, y'all ignorant. Don't be talking about me. You fucking talking about me.
What y'all ignorant?
We will say this. Because I'm hitting the blunt. We are a 420 friendly podcast
on
here.
Yeah, we are. 420 friendly. We are smoking right now.
Past that, where are we smoking now?
Smoking a nasty ass backwood, tastes like soil and earthworm juice.
Shut up, smoke it out of us.
This thing tastes like
Swisher Sweets till the day I die. I need a damn sponsorship. You hear me? Swisher Sweets, make it happen.
Make it happen, Swishers. We've been endorsing y'all.
We have been getting approached about doing some product reviews for vendors and. For different vendors, black-owned vendors also, which is really cool. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So
we will be doing some product reviews for them and shouting them out. And, you know, so any other vendors out there or dispensaries who are interested in that, because, you know, who does that? Do podcasts do that? Do other podcasts do that?
I don't know if
we're
they
smoking
do it, but
on
we
here.
Finna do it.
Right, exactly.
We smoking
so,
on here. We're going to review y'all product.
Right.
And we're going to give y'all our favorite terms.
Right, exactly. Mention us and you get it, you know.
You know,
shit.
So... Let's put it together, so, man.
Nevada recently.
Shout out to Nevada for legalizing marijuana finally after it being a felony offense.
Wow.
To possess marijuana in Nevada forever. It's been that.
They finally lightened up
the noose, legalized it. They have pledged their first $70 to $100 million in profits to cover a $40 million deficit in their schools. So, automatically you get to see the benefits of legalized marijuana in your state. Cool. It's helping out your schools, helping out the community. It's just an overall good thing for everybody to legalize marijuana. And you get to you get to drink liquor. You ride around low. I'd rather somebody be high than
drunk. There are some downs that, you know.
There's downs.
Cons to it, but that's everything.
Everything got
better than shit. Going to jail for some bullshit.
Shout out to them for doing that.
Definitely. I had a horrible experience my first time in Vegas. I was old too, 26, first time. It was
You too.
Fight weekend, and I got kicked out of rehab because for the blunt in my ear, I had a half a blunt. I'm always walking around. Look at our Instagram pictures. I'm always got a blunt in my ear, right? Kicked out, half a blunt. Wasn't even smoking it. Kicked me out, tried to handcuff me, put me in the back. There was other people back there. I was like, I'm not, no. Here, kick me out, take my weed, I'm out.
And then I. Weed?
Yeah, I had like half a blunt. Like, oh, it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, take it. Better than fuck getting arrested or some bullshit. Right. What the fuck? So, yeah, then I got kicked out. My friend had a ticket. I got back in anyway and was pissed the whole rest of the day. And I was like, fuck Vegas. So, that's cool. I might go back now. No, I always end up back down there. And I always say I hate it. I was there last August with my youngest son. And anyways.
See.
Fuck Vegas. It's hella overrated.
It's definitely
But I don't drink.
I gambled a little bit. When I went my first time, I just...
No, I gamble.
I was there too long. I was there for like 4 days. And it was just too long.
Yeah.
And I don't party like that anywhere, so...
Exactly. So, but...
Vegas is overrated for me.
Jay-Z album.
Jay-Z
dropped the album. Shout out to Jay-Z.
Shout out to that man.
You gotta love Jay-Z. I don't care.
444.
It's my favorite number, too. Four.
Four? Four?
Yeah. So there you go.
Off the first line I heard, I was hooked to that album.
The first song, it was like hard for me. I wasn't really feeling his flow on that song, but if you really listen to what he's saying, I'm like, yes. The first like three songs, he had that Stevie sample and Gloria. Mm-hmm. Love me some Stevie. So yeah, not my favorite Jay-Z album, but I'm glad it wasn't garbage.
What is your favorite Jay-Z?
The Blueprint.
Cuts.
I mean, straight through.
Oh. The Blueprint.
Get the Blueprint. Yeah. What's your favorite Jay-Z album?
My favorite probably gotta be the Black Album. Okay. Either Black Album or American Gangster. American Gangster slept on. That shit was dope.
Best though, like after the Black Album, I was kind of like cool off Jay.
Man, see you. Kingdom Come, American Gangster.
Wow.
Those things was fire.
You named like two of his weakest albums.
Those things was fire to me.
Okay.
They was two of his weakest albums because they wasn't commercially dope.
Okay. But even though it was a soundtrack to a whole movie.
Unofficially. Unofficially.
Party Life, though. It's one of my favorite.
Ooh,
but yeah, so this album got my son talking about I'm not black, I'm OJ. Nigga, you black.
Black, bro.
The fuck you ain't.
Even if you would have been, you're still a nigga in the coupe.
All right, that's
Kanye West.
Now that's sad. Because that was that nigga saying that, but look at that nigga now. I love me some old Kanye.
He gotta come
favorite
back.
Graduation. Is it Graduation my favorite? Yeah.
Kanye West in the sunken place. I don't think he Kanye West no more.
Nah. But yeah, so shout out to Jay.
So, sports. Sports headlines.
What's going on?
I'm
going
to just throw it up. Y'all can't see me, but I'm going to throw up this LA right now. Because y'all know what I'm about to say.
You lying to me.
Los Angeles Lakers.
Boo.
Summer League champs.
Boo.
Lonzo Ball.
Boo. Means nothing.
Summer League MVP. Lakers back.
It means
Magic
nothing.
Magic Johnson quoted, say it, he said it.
God.
Lakers is back.
Don't get me started. And look at his child. Fuck what
we back.
Magic has to say. Look at
what's wrong with his child? What's wrong with his child, Nelly? Huh? What's wrong with his child, Nelly? Anyways. The Lakers is back, baby.
Who
we
cares?
Back.
You guys are still... Okay. You're not making it to the playoffs.
We're not going to make it to the playoffs.
You agree.
I agree. Thanks. We're not going to make it to the playoffs.
But he's y'all.
Partially because the West had just become a gauntlet.
Oh, yeah.
From hell now. Right. So we definitely ain't making it to the playoffs this year. But if he can continue to play the way he's playing into the league, somebody's going to want to come play with this boy.
He got to keep them Nikes on.
Somebody's going to want to come play with this boy. Next year, and the Lakers got some money to spend, and we can instantly turn into a championship team within a year.
Laker fans are so fucking annoying. The most annoying.
Because we got to look to the future, and we're a spoiled fan base. Right. You feel me? We got 15 of them things.
I liked you guys better on Kobe's dick.
15 of them things.
Because this nigga ball,
Kobe,
man.
Kobe.
I'm tired of him.
We already know Kobe.
But good, cool, cool. Yeah. That was so... Tatum was my favorite.
Tatum
from,
was...
From some league.
Okay. Unbiased NBA fan. Tatum was definitely my favorite. He actually showed me a lot more than they were saying or that he even showed his game was capable of. So.
Right. And I hate to like him because he went to Duke.
Yeah.
Fuck Duke.
I like him over there with IT. That's going to be nice.
Shout out to North Carolina. Yeah. Just had to do that.
North Carolina.
Tar Heel Nation.
Powder blue ass.
Shut up.
The only reason I can even respect the Tar Heels is because Jordan was a Tar Heel. That's the only reason.
Yeah. Well, we don't care. We don't need your respect.
Other than that,
fuck dude.
That school. Don't be saying.
Yeah, I don't know about Ball.
Ball's going to be great.
Not a fan. And he plays for the Lakers, so who cares?
Barring injury or anything like that, scandal, Ball will be a great basketball player.
Cool.
Bucket, future cool. MVP, future
Summer
champion.
League. Summer League MVP doesn't mean shit. We don't know who
in
was it last
things,
year or the year
before. It does not
before.
Mean shit. But right. For right now, it means shit.
All
right,
cool.
For fans of the Lakers and the morale,
it
means shit.
So what's up? What else?
What else
sports.
We got? Boxing. Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. This fight is the grand spectacle of all fights. I don't even really want to watch the fight.
Yeah.
Because they just get money.
I hate to defend him.
Who?
Mayweather, but he has to beat this white boy.
Why?
He just can't go out like this. Like, not by this dude. Not by, no, what, MMA, what is it? He's not even a boxer, like.
He's not even a boxer. He has boxing in people, his.
Yeah, whatever, but he could, I'm, you know, I'm watching him, like, stop telling me he's, oh, he's dropping niggas. No. He's running into punches and some more shit. I don't know.
Connor's about to get slapped.
And he's calling people monkeys and dancing monkeys
yeah,
and flying
but,
monkeys
I mean,
or whatever
that's what boxing,
and shit. Yeah,
that's
whatever.
What the
well, talk
appeal
about.
Of boxing is, you know what I'm saying? They say shit in those press conferences
right.
For a reason. It's
talk
all
about
hype.
Floyd's retarded ass, you know. That's how you feel about niggas.
Yeah.
Don't play. No.
So you think he feel about...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You don't think so? He
I
said
mean,
he's black from the waist down, though, so he could say that shit. Corny. Right.
True.
He can't get knocked out by this nigga. This white nigga. Whatever.
Man... I don't know. I got Floyd winning. I don't
yeah.
think Conor got a chance.
I don't even, yeah, and I don't know if anyone's going to knock anyone out, but.
Probably won't be no knockout, but.
No, he's not knocking Floyd out.
Last time Floyd knocked somebody out, he stole on him when he was trying to give him a handshake. So.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
No, it was recent.
I don't know. I'm not a fan. It's just 12 rounds. Like I said, I grew up, you know, watching Tyson. Knocking niggas out first round. Niggas mad because they're paying for
it. Yeah, paying for
go into the kitchen for something to drink. Come out. Shit's
fight's over.
Pissed. For real. So, fuck all this. these little nigga fights.
Yeah.
What else?
Mike Vick spoke on Colin Kaepernick recently and said, in order to repair Colin Kaepernick's image, the first step to do this is cutting his afro off.
Boo. Yeah, he said what? The most important thing is for him to be presentable. It's just funny hearing that come from him. Like, you're... I don't know. People are calling him a sellout. People are calling him a sellout.
I don't think he's a sellout, but I think he's trying to relate what he went through to Colin Kaepernick. He got to understand that he went to prison. So you cutting your hair, that's, you know, that's something different.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick exercised his constitutional right, which he has as an American. So, Mike Vick, you got to chill. Like, y'all struggles wasn't the same for you to be saying something like that.
I feel like Colin knew that, you know, he knew the consequences. So, I'm not thinking, he's not tripping.
Who's
I don't know.
Who's this?
What? That's Solange.
It's Solange?
What?
I
you haven't heard
Solange.
Her album?
No, I haven't.
What?
I love Solange.
Such a great album.
I need to hear that. I think she's dope.
What is it? I can't remember.
Seat at the table.
Seat at the table. You know the picture of her with the ribbons in her hair, all the little ribbons.
Yeah, yeah.
That's from that.
I'm about to go find that.
Cranes in the sky. I think that's my favorite one on the album.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's old.
It is?
Yeah.
Old.
It's old.
I don't
at this
look
point.
For new music no more. I kind of no. gotta fall in my lap.
So speaking of music, got some music for everyone. We're going to choose a song. I get to choose a song. Matt gets to choose a song each episode. Any song, you know, I'll let you guys listen to it. It could be a throwback. It could be whatever. Whatever we decide. So that'll be fun. I love music.
I do. I love music.
It's like
music.
My favorite thing about life.
Music has gotten me through life, actually. But,
yeah. So yeah.
Shout out to music.
So my choice, I have Fall in Place. And this was like some dude I was kicking it with, and he was like, you know, he had the aux cord or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he actually played a cool song. So I was like, all right, might kick it with you again.
You gotta hit him with the, who's this?
Right, exactly. And I can't even think of what's the name?
Imtuk.
What's the name? YMTK.
Really YMTK.
Fall in Place. YMTK. He said Imtuk. So yeah, Fall in Place. I think at like 120. I didn't deserve this kind of thing until I met you when I was uncursed. Sometimes words get in the way of what we really wanna say. But let's just be and start there before we set a destination. I don't want the drip to run dry. I don't wanna jinx this way. I'ma let it fall in place. Baby, let it fall in place. I don't want the drip to run dry, no. I don't wanna jinx this way. I'ma let it fall in place. Baby, let it fall in place. I don't wanna drip to run dry. I don't wanna jinx this way. I'ma let it fall in place. Baby, let it fall in place, yeah. I don't want the drip to run dry, no. I don't wanna jinx this way. I'ma let it fall in place. Baby, let it fall in place. Similar to rain, let your love follow the same path. Let it fall like summer past. That past that you're running from is long gone, baby, slow down. And if you ain't know before, you know now. That's how it's finna go down. I'ma wrap you up. The broken heart is patched up. Your ex is mad as fuck, but that's irrelevant. I'm superstitious, I keep you at a stupid distance. But getting too close to the sun is how you burn up. Hey, word up. Don't let them judge our book by the cover. Yeah, that was
dope.
Fall in Place. I don't know if that's old or new or what, but that was just a nice song. So yeah. And his Instagram, YMTK. So So his Instagram is at @I_AM_YMTK. Shout out to him.
That's his Twitter also.
He's his Twitter too. Yeah. Speaking of Instagrams and Twitters, follow us on McAnally.
Right now.
Follow us on McAnally, Twitter, and Instagram, and our Facebook.
Right now.
Right now.
So, am I up? Is it my turn? It's my turn. Hey, see if I can top that. I was chilling with my man Brainstorm. We was listening to some beats or whatever. And shout out to Brainstorm. Shout out to Dime Def. We was chilling, and he played this cut. I think it's called Bang Your Line by El Hay. Hella dope. First time I heard it. Like I said, music falls in my lap. So I heard this joint. I think y'all feel it.
That's why every time I come into the city pulling up, and you know you wanna ride up on the baby saddle up, and you know that I'm that nigga even when you got a nigga. One phone call and a ride back with ya. I let you ride along as you want to, and never tell me what you won't do. You gon' try it if I want to. You know I'll be there when I get back in town every time.
You know I'll bang your line. You know I'll bang your line. You know I'll bang your line.
Came through with your girl, she a third whip. She was tryna go eat it, I think still. You was getting loud, you know the walls thin. You told me go deeper, put it all in. Knowing damn well you can't take it. Got you making ugly ass faces. You said my dick is amazing. I let you ride along as you want to. Never tell me what you won't do. You gon' try it if I want to.
You know I'll be there when I get back in town every time.
You know I'll bang your line. You know I'll bang your line.
Yeah. Hope y'all enjoyed that. That was El Hay. His Instagram is at El Hay, ELHAE. Go follow that man on Instagram right now. Mm-hmm. Dope artist, dope song.
All right. So every episode, I get a segment. Mm-hmm. And it's Nelly's pet peeves. I haven't really figured it out yet what we're going to call it. I might not call it shit. I'm just going to be like, Poe, drop that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit. When you hear that belly clip, no.
You don't like shit.
I don't like shit. So, yeah.
You a non-liking ass. Liking.
I don't like shit.
Shit ass.
All right, so yeah. This is what's bothering me. Social media right now. You know, when someone dies, I think social media gets extra annoying for me. So I think this is why this is my pet peeve right now.
Okay.
I'm not cool with none of y'all niggas. That's not true. I have solid relationships. Like, I've had friends since I was in fifth grade, sixth grade. I've had friends from when I graduated from college. I've had friends, you know, for a long time, from all over. So I won't just say that I don't have friends or anything like that. I'm not cool with you guys. But I think with social media, people just feel so close to you because they've been friends with you on social media for years. Mm-hmm. And so it gets out of pocket sometimes.
You kind of talk to them every day, like, you know.
Right. No, and I feel it so. Yeah. But, no, you know, I would never be like, oh, I know this person more than I do. I don't do that, right, you know. Right. I would literally be like, yeah, that's my, you know, social media friend. I don't know. That doesn't mean I know them. I probably haven't even met them in real life. We were cool before, you know.
So,
we were cool before we met
in
real life.
You know of me, but
right,
you don't.
And barely.
Know me. Right.
But then you got, like, you know, if I got beef with your BM, like, So you got dudes who you don't really know me like that. Oh, that shit between you and my BM. I'm not really cool with her, and you know, but me and you are cool, or me and you, you know, I'm cool with your girl. I might not be cool with their girlfriend. That has nothing to do with me. That don't do that, because I'll slap your bitch, I'll slap your kid. So you might not want to be cool.
So you're slapping kids.
I'm just saying. Don't do that. Like, social media is crazy. Those are your family. Like, you know, those are real people you fuck with. Don't play with this social media friendship shit.
Right, right.
And my mom's friends with everyone on social media. Like, mom,
everybody that comments
not...
on your
right, Adam. Oh, no. I mean, we both have aliases. So if you're referring to my mom by her alias, like, I know you're not cool with us like that. So back up. I get that. Hey, Elise. No. So yeah, don't at me. Don't at my mama or anybody in my family when I die. Don't do none of that shit.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Stop
the
adding.
Fuck. Do people realize like the notifications go to their thing and everyone that comments are just, you know, don't nobody want to see that shit right now?
Right.
But anyway, don't do that shit. So yeah, I'm not about that. I be getting put in the middle of shit. Your friend. How is that my friend? Don't put me in that. You got beef with her. Don't put me in that. Like, I don't know her like that. We're not that cool. People just assume because we're talking on social media, so.
It's crazy how, like, people feel, like, connected to you because of that. Like, people really feel like they know you off the social media. Like,
and that's
we've
fine,
been friends
but...
for 7 years. How long? Facebook been out? Like, since what?
I've been having friends. Langston's mom, 09. It's 2017. People have been following me since back then and feel like, oh, super cool. And that's fine, but don't do the extra, because I really get that a lot. My sister tells me all the time, oh, I met your friend. I literally don't know them. A small little interaction or a little, you know, conversation.
Right, right.
We had a movie date. I might forgot. Like, I forgot you. You know, why would I remember that? That's significant to you, not me. So it'd be like that, whatever. So
got you.
That's hella annoying.
I'm not mad at you not liking that, though.
Yeah, see, not bad. I think everyone can respect that.
Man, Luda's dope. Luda.
I will say this is exactly why my funeral has a guest list. Since 2006, I updated and emailed it to my sister.
Only you would have a funeral with a guest list. What happens if somebody on the guest list passes away?
What? With the guest list passes away?
Like, what happens when somebody dies on the guest list before you?
So I'd take them off.
What? Just cross them out.
Oh damn. I'll put like where people like, this is my friend from Indianapolis and shit. Shout out to, like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, so you know, because I want invites sent out. It shouldn't take that long to get invitations out. Don't post my information.
Evites
are cool. Depends. Some old people don't do. Well, by this time, everyone should be email.
Right.
That should be easy. Exactly. Don't put my information on no social media where my nothing is. Can't see me. No. If you cannot come in, don't fucking post about me. If we have beef and I die, don't be like, oh, we never got to make. My real friends need to get on that post and be like, Nelly wouldn't give a fuck about making amends with you. She could take it all back. She wouldn't. Bitch, delete this shit. I need all that. Don't be posting about me. Don't be posting no two-message DM conversation. None of that shit. Stupid asses. Post about me. The fuck. But yeah, anyway. That's it. Shut up.
Well, it's my turn.
Oh, no.
You already know what time it is. It's the ugly nigga guidelines.
Exactly.
I lost my train. Ugly nigga guidelines. 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 Shout out to the MUU. Hashtag MUU. If you follow me on Facebook, you already know this has been a long time chronicle thing with me. I am the ambassador of the ugly nigga community. And for too long, ugly niggas have lived in the shadows, and we will no longer be put to the side. We coming for the wins. So I'm gonna give y'all a couple, you know, not even a couple, just one guideline to live by if you're gonna thrive as an ugly nigga in this ugly world. Okay? When you get your win with a woman that is above your bracket looks, your look bracket, you must play your role and stay the ugly nigga that she fell for. You cannot try to level up on your shorty and act brand new. You must remain ugly. Because once you fuck it up for yourself, you fuck it up for ugly niggas forever for that girl. There's no more ugly niggas for her. You feel me? She done wasted her time with your ugly ass. And she will not waste any more time.
Barely want to be seen in public with your ugly
barely
ass.
Barely want to be seen public.
Shit.
Barely want to touch you. You probably don't even get to hit him face to face. You gotta hit
turn
him from
the lights
back.
Off. Turn the fucking lights off.
You know what I'm saying? You don't get none of that kissy kissy face sex.
Just
nah.
Playing.
You don't get none of that.
Nigga, fuck off me.
Stay in your role. Play your role. Yep. And you'll be all right.
I appreciate
don't be
that.
No punk.
Don't be no punk.
You ain't,
ever.
You ain't gotta be no punk.
No.
But.
No. But.
Be humble.
Bitch, sit down. No.
That's,
can't be gone,
that's
gone.
My ugly nigga guideline.
I appreciate you.
I'm glad you
I be trying to keep me a little fly ugly nigga.
You gotta keep
but
you a fly ugly.
But they be tripping
nigga.
Sometimes, and I be like, hey, boy.
They get that.
I gotta get disrespectful. Get big, that's when I, you know. Like,
chill out.
Hey. I haven't heard this song in so long.
Bubba Spark. Call it Pop Bubba Sparks. That's what I think.
Is that Booty 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 Booty?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
that
okay.
Song.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
I never had no booty, so.
Next up.
Local music.
Local music.
I had to think about it,
let's
yes.
Let's put on for the 206.
Yeah, so you got a little something. We're going to make sure every episode we showcase some local talent. We have so much talent here.
So much talent.
Including yourself.
Including yours truly. I'm retired though.
Yeah.
So
whatever.
I'm just putting on for my fellow musicians.
I mean, just
artists.
So many, you know, talented people.
Yeah,
so I get to choose a song. You get to choose a song. You're going to start first this time.
I'm going to start first.
All right.
Coming up, my man Fresco Lee.
Okay.
All right. Positive Vibe Collectives. This man, 22-year-old, I believe, young artist, very lyrical, very dope. Pete, my man, I hope you enjoy. Body after body, I'm like, fuck everybody, I gotta do what's best for me, I'm on a pathway. These niggas can't really fuck with me for superficial reasons. These bitches want my company, trying to run that game on me. Speak about a covenant, I'm better just right, just know I'm focused on the other hand. Quite frankly, I've been needing just the benefits. A queen is rare with this shit as long as we both benefit. Give it time, we may figure we should have benefited. Matching keeping that fire, plus we both on some business shit. Ask me what percentages are making it legitimate. I told her give it time and just always keep it authentic with me. Girl, let's speak the truth, you know I see it more than physically. You stimulate my mind, it's like we had a certain chemistry. Where I tend to black out, then I blow that back out. Make that ass tap out, got you open and throwing back all that ass now. Why? Cause these people about to cash out. Damn. See, my whole life I've been out here, man, just tryna get it. Just tryna get it. See, my brother told me don't trust no whore, no nigga. Never trust these niggas. I know they don't even wanna see me winning. They don't wanna see winning. That's why I roll in that new foreign thing that's in it. Grind, young nigga, grind, young nigga, grind, nigga, show your vision. Don't waste time, young nigga, shine, young nigga, every single minute. See, I know she don't wanna fuck me cause I'm winning. Yeah, yeah. That was my man Fresco Lee with Winning. That song is called Winning. You can follow my man on Twitter.
All right.
At Fresco Lee PVC. I'm going to spell it out for y'all. FRESCOLEE PVC. Follow that man on Twitter. Check out more of his music, man. He's very talented, very hungry.
And, he has Instagram?
He does have an Instagram, at Fresco Lee. Just right. Fresco Lee, no PVC.
None of that.
Fresco Lee.
I liked it.
Thank you.
All right. I'm
glad you liked it.
So I have this is actually a feature, is the part that I wanted to play from this song. It's E-Hub featuring Lil Rock, and it's called Feeling Myself. So, okay. But yeah.
Lil Rock.
Lil Rock.
Shout out to Lil Rock.
Rest in peace to Mac Dre, bitch, I'm feeling myself.
Rest in peace.
Double stitch denim jeans with that steel in my belt. It's YTS, my clip popping off top, nigga. Boy, when you this hot, there ain't no signs of flopping, nigga. I'm like Mozzie in my city, yeah, I said it, nigga. Push up on Rocky, you gon' get your ass beheaded, nigga. These women flocking by the dozen, yeah, they craving, nigga. Want my attention, baby girl, you gotta pay us, nigga. I'm out in traffic, back to back with my little cousin Hood. But I ate the platinum cookies rolled up in the wood. I'm feeling Gucci in this Gucci like a nigga should. With a 30 on this 40, bitch, I wish you would. I'm balls deep up in this bitch, there ain't no backing out. And when I pull up on these blades, you know I'm acting out. Yeah, they say I'm feeling myself. I just shake my head at them, now I'm feeling my wealth, nigga. It's Lil Rap.
They say I'm feeling myself. Cause I did the same thing you could've did for yourself. And I ain't need no help. Just a solid young nigga play the hand I was dealt. And when we drink, it's top shelf. All that hate, man, I'm stupid. Nigga, bad for your health.
We'll fuck
a little
with that.
Ghetto sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah.
You gotta.
So
you gotta have
that's
it.
Lil Rock, and his Instagram is at The Real Rocky. It's T H A R E A L R O C K Y. And then, but that's Ehud that was on the hook just there too. And that's a whole song. He has a verse in the beginning of that song. He's E_organized_game_hood. So yeah,
that was dope. Yeah. Shout out to Lil Rock and E-Hood.
Shout out to all the local artists, and you know, email us and send us in some stuff. MacAnellyPodcast@gmail.com if you want, you know, your song played.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody can't get their song played though.
No, yeah.
But if it's dope, we gonna rock with you. I'll just let you know.
Then we're gonna end every episode with a quote of the day, a thought of the day, something like that.
Coming from
Nelly. Are we going to switch off on this?
We can switch off on this.
You don't have anything you want to say?
Just
or what?
How we feel.
What? How we feel.
But I feel like you got something
right.
to say.
So, all right. Look at him. Get life insurance for your baby's daddies.
Stop.
Get life insurance for your baby's daddies.
Do you mean this?
Put your child as a beneficiary.
This?
Why not?
Are you serious when you say this?
This is, hey, niggas die every day, B. Not even that. I'm talking about your brothers or have their kids do it. Your sons. Somebody. Something. You're going to be killing us. You're going to have to pay.
Get life insurance, ladies.
Get life insurance, ladies.
Especially if you
or
like.
Or tell them niggas to get life insurance.
Especially if you like them niggas that play with their life.
Here you go.
I'm just saying.
I tried to away. Yeah. I tried to change it with my hair. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. We're done.
We're done.
We made it through.
We made it.
Yeah.
Pilot episode.
Pilot episode. Episode one coming soon.
Coming soon. Oh.
What?
We got two events.
Got two events.
Two
we
events.
Have two events. Shout out to that, because that's dope. People are, you know, fucking with us.
Yeah.
Approaching us and getting us to do stuff. So we're hosting two club events.
Friday night.
Friday, July 21st.
Stone Lounge.
Stone Lounge in Bellevue.
In Bellevue.
So we'll be there.
We'll be there with Level 6.
Level 6. And then
Saturday night.
We're kicking it. We're dropping. Thursday, 7:20.
Come on.
So we're popping it.
We're popping
it. You know, Friday, Saturday, we're getting it in. Saturday.
DJ Bankhead.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
We're at Contour.
Contour.
So yeah.
It is free before.
Both events are free before 10:30.
10:30.
And $10 after, I'm pretty sure, for both.
I think the first one might be free for the ladies.
I'm not sure. Check out our.
Go look at our Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Follow us on Instagram.
But for sure, we're kicking it Friday and Saturday.
Come out, show some love.
21st, July 21st.
Get some drinks.
Fuck with us.
Meet the cast.
Yeah, meet the crew.
And crew.
And thank you for listening.
We appreciate y'all.
All right. We out.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the pilot episode of MacAnelly. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at MacAnelly, MacAnnelly. Yo.
At
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.